We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back to the Miami Heapy postgame show. Thank you for our little mini vacation. I was very sick. You know, everybody took a little bit of time off, but we're back. The Miami Heat defeat the evil New York Knicks today on this beautiful Tuesday, April 2nd. That is not an April Fool's joke. That what you saw was real. With me today, get the intern, Pablo. Hi, Pablo.
What's up, chat? How's everyone doing today?
No new snacks back there?
Bro, I'm fucking broke right now, bro. I ran out of my Cinnamon Toast Crunch. I ran out of the Rice Krispies.
Okay, I don't need to seem like I'm downstairs talking to my 8-year-old about snacks.
We didn't ask all that. We didn't ask all that, Pablo.
I can't be Pablo. I thought you said you were legal. We can't be talking about snacks. I got a kid downstairs. We're not doing that.
Shit, your kid probably has more snacks than me. For being honest, I don't got shit right now.
Hey, it's not true. Gee, they saying I only show up for Nets and Knicks wins.
That's brutal. That voice you hear is Reality Check Masters Tiffany Meeks. Tiff, good to see you.
What's up, guys? It's been too long.
Been too long, but we're ready to go. And of course, last but not least, we got the saucy takes. Coach Lou, what do you have to say?
Light the sun! Fuck the Knicks!
Fuck the Knicks!
Where's the energy? Fuck the Knicks.
The last time I was on air, I screamed at Lou. I screamed. since I yelled at Lou, they have won by 60 points against Joe Cronin's Blazers. I believe they beat the Cavs by 40 points as well in that time. And they have now beaten the Knicks and they beat the Wizards. So we're so back, baby. Guys, let's talk about this game. Because anytime you get a win against the Knicks and a conference rival, that's really good. I also think that this win is good for a couple of reasons. One, you kind of put a little bit of dent in New York getting a 3. And I think if you're Miami, the matchup you want is Cleveland at 3-6. New York obviously injured today. No Anunoby, no Randle. They're missing some other guys. Obviously, this is a different matchup if they're at full strength. And I think Miami getting that win's important because A, gives them half a game within Indiana for 6. Embiid came back for the Sixers today, so they are going to, you know, try to win as many games as possible. They won today against the Thunder. That's a really good win for them. So they needed this one. And also you kind of bumped the Knicks down. Tiff,
yes.
Let's start with that context, and then we'll get into the game. I think that's huge for them and any kind of playoff aspirations that they have.
All right, so first, before I start, I want to say shout out to Alf for sending me this nice, comfy, luxurious sweater. All right. So these next couple of games have big, you know, implications as to where the Heat will rise or fall in seeding for the playoffs. The thing about it is that I personally feel like you'd rather have that Cavs matchup. I mean, they're just as banged up as we are, so I'd rather take our chances with that Cavs matchup. You know, it's gonna age me terribly with Max on the other side. But I'd rather have that matchup, just considering how we're limping into the playoffs, how they're limping into the playoffs. I think that you had to win tonight's game, but like if we want to be completely honest, that we probably will never be completely healthy at this point for the playoffs. And at some point, you would expect probably I expect OG to come back. I'm not sure about Julius, because I know with a shoulder injury, you don't want to tempt it. But I'd rather, if that's the case, I'd rather see them later than that first round. I'd rather, because I think the Heat got Russ to knock off. I think that first round, they need to go in and they need to find cohesion. And whoever's healthy, then that's the lineup you're going to have to roll with, which, you know, we have no idea what that's going to look like.
Lou, let's talk about kind of the matchup, you know, against New York, kind of with the information we had today, you know, potentially in a playoff series. Obviously, no Anunoby, no Randle, makes him a lot smaller. I thought today, early in the game especially, it was pretty clear. Jimmy went at Josh Hart. It was going at New York smalls. I went on Knicks Film School podcast with Andrew Claudio, my good friend. And that was kind of one of the battlegrounds that we talked about in this game, and kind of how that might look in a potential series. How without Anunoby and Randle, you know, Jimmy was able to kind of early get an advantage that helped Rozier kind of get open off that second swing, because that guy from the corner is kind of coming to help that the Knicks are trying to stunt, you know, because they don't have too much size outside of Mitchell Robinson out there. And Jimmy was kind of able to beat up on those guys early. That to me was not only the formula for this game and kind of how they were able to build a big enough lead to win, and in conjunction with just a special game from Rozier, we will get into more in depth in a second. But I think when the Knicks are totally healthy, that becomes a lot more difficult, because Anunoby is going to be guarding Jimmy for a lot of that. And then Randle is going to be that help guy. It's not going to be DiVincenzo. It's not going to be Bogdanovic. It's going to be kind of a little higher quality defenders.
Yeah. And like you said, Jimmy was just kind of in his, I felt like, I don't know what the stats say, but I felt like he played his game today. Honestly, he did his thing in terms of just controlling tempo and matching and controlling tempo to the point where he was, I think he finished with 5 or 6 assists, but it wasn't just the assists that he finished with. It's the amount of open, like you said, the secondary swings were there. The Knicks are a team that likes to, like, they like to help on the strong side really hard and leave, like, zone up on the backs, on the weak side completely. It's a lot of 2-on-1s. And if you move the ball over, even some 3-on-2s and stuff like that, Jimmy was able to get those triggers. And it's just the fact that they're so tiny right now without Anunoby in particular. And, you know, insert Miles McBride, who played, you know, who played good today. But he just doesn't affect Jimmy. It's somebody else Jimmy can hunt. It's not just Brunson. It's not just DiVincenzo. It's not just, now it's Miles McBride. And obviously, you know, he had success against Josh Hart, even dating back to last year. So it, you know, you feel, I think Miami feels comfortable in the East. Anybody not named Boston round one.
Tiff, how do you, and then we'll get Pablo's thoughts. Tiff, how do you view that kind of just from a schematic perspective? Because I know that we've talked in private and you said that, you know, New York size is something that is on your radar, particularly just Anunoby in general, that at times it felt like New York tried to build a team specifically to guard Miami. And I don't totally disagree with you.
No, I've thought that all season, because that – We're their Detroit Pistons. Like, you gotta, we just beat the shit out of them. And technically, had Jimmy not gotten hurt, you know, we might have handled that business in 4, to be completely honest. I think the thing about it is that they know they need size, they know they need strength, and they just know they need nasty, right? So you need those combinations to get past teams that have it. I think what worries me, And I saw the Twitter yappings, everybody saying that, you know, oh, Jimmy don't give a shit tonight. He's not doing. I think we have to start taking a look at some of these pedestrian games. We need to start taking a look at how he's moving, how he's getting up and down the court, when he's choosing to cut, how much stamina he has, and when he has it. At some point, Jimmy's not on vacation, right? Like, we got to be honest. And there's no need to say, Eric, he ain't playing like a dickhead. I think we're starting to see the aging process.
Guys, he's 34, man.
Right. Like, he start. I think we're seeing
old man,
it.
But, bro.
But here is the positive, if you can find something in that. Guys like Terry, guys like Haywood, what they were able to do tonight. Those are the positives that you got to take away when Jimmy is not playing godlike. Because there is going to come a point in the playoffs where you're not going to get baby Jordan. Like, it's just not going to happen. Mm-hmm. So as you have to start to be able to rely on other players to at least try to keep you afloat until Jimmy can get whatever he can give you. It may work. It may not work. But that's the positive that you just take from this season, because that's all you got.
So I want to give a couple shout outs to people in chat. We got Vane Hype gifting a tier one sub to Jalen Brunson. We got Eric the Great resubscribed. For months as fuck the Knicks. As always, hope y'all are well. Good to see you, Eric. My friend. We are always well. What Vic said, they subscribe to Prime 22 months. Thank you for the time. And he said, put it in reverse, Terry.
Eric said 42 months, sir.
42 months.
That's
how long
up,
is
Eric?
That's three and a half years.
We at the point where Jimmy going to be giving us that Magic Johnson.
Bro, you've been subbed to us longer than some of these players
be here.
Have been on the Heat. Pablo, let's get back into the game. Let's do a little more micro and a little less macro right now. Rozier, you know, came out the gate looking fantastic. Chat really wants me to apologize to Rozier. Brando 404, 17 monther, just gave a tier one, said fuck them numbers and fuck the Knicks. That's always, always welcome to. Also, somebody in chat said I look like a generic 2K.
You look like a brown shirt, bro, from 2K17, man. 55.
They said
overall.
I look like a 75 overall. This is my new shirt. I went to Aloe. I got a couple new things. I got a blue one.
What is Aloe?
I don't know what that means.
I live down here. I don't know what that is.
Alo, the little fucking Jimmy. Jimmy likes those clothes. They have nice yoga clothes. I like to do yoga in these. They're my nice workout clothes. I need the. Really, what's going on here is that I want the gym manager to see me look my best. So I'm just overspending on gym clothes right now.
Listen, before you get to Pablo, if you start in on whatever that conversation was you and Lou had last time, look at me. I'm giving you the Magic Johnson.
Take me out
be too, here.
I'm not gonna
go
be
there. Here.
Pablo, yeah, Terry, absolutely menacing today. Much like
Terrence, Terrence.
Terrence, just the shooting, and really, when he shoots that way, they look like a different team.
He's just so much more comfortable within the offense. And he is playing like how everyone wanted him to play on day one. And this is what he was doing on the Hornets. He just needed time to get accustomed to playing in this system. And you see, obviously, he's not going to hit 7 fadeaway threes every game like today. Today was just ridiculous. He was just hitting whatever he threw up. But he's still going to give you a good 19 to 18 on a good night with good shooting. And he's going to stretch out the floor when Jimmy's having a bad game like today. He shot 12. Jimmy went 5 for 12. You have Terry picking up the offense and giving us a boost whenever we need it. And I think he's going to come up big in the playoffs with his offensive sparks. Yeah, he has downsides where he can sometimes go 3 for 10, 3 for 11. But as of late, for the past 2 weeks, he's been absolutely balling.
And even I have to admit, I was really hard. And listen, I was hard on him from the jump. He's really playing at a level right now that I think if he can keep it up, Lou's laughing at me. If he can keep this up, like
I'm laughing because I might know why Terry's playing good. I got inside sources.
You got inside info,
and it's hilarious.
Chat and Twitter just want me to admit that that Kyle's not good. I will not be doing that, but I will admit that Terry's good. What's the reason, Lou? What do you got?
According to an undisclosed source.
Okay.
According to an undisclosed source.
He said,
I don't, and I quote, I don't want to say I'm the reason Terry is hooping right now, but ever since we got these sweet aromatic loose leaves, he's buying them and he's been going off. If you know, you know. Terry smoking that dro, hitting that bitch from downtown. It is what it is, baby.
So there you go.
Legally.
That's the exclusive.
It's Lou. The sweet aromatic loose leaves, and I quote. Terry's out here.
Do they want a sponsor?
I fucking guess, man. I don't know. He said, I got to be his good luck charm. He's gone to him twice. You remember when he first got here and he sucked? He cooked the next game. His first good game was thanks to the sweet aromatic loose leaves.
Chat, I don't get
tell the sage lady.
I know now it's a salty about Terry because Liverpool is top of the table. And that, what did that make fuck? Did that make me happy? Liverpool's top of the table. That's a good thing. So yeah, guys. So, you know, I will give Terry his flowers and he's been just incredible. And I think the playmaking is a lot better than I thought. Tiff, mm-hmm. I didn't think that he would be kind of a playmaker out of pick and roll the way he has. I thought he'd make kind of those easy initial reads, but I think that kind of the passing off the cutting, I think today you saw Highsmith right. in particular did a great job of kind of being that cutter from the weak side corner, mm-hmm. Which is something that Miami does a lot with both him, with Jimmy and Caleb and Highsmith. Highsmith does it a lot. That's kind of the stuff that I think is he's gotten really good at. And he's just a good playmaker. And I was not familiar with your game in that sense. I didn't think he'd be that level of playmaker.
If you're a basketball junkie, then you know there's no better time of year than the NBA playoffs. Twice a week, JJ Redick is cooking on his podcast, The Old Man and the Three. He has guys come on in all stages of their careers to talk about the league and share stories you won't hear anywhere else, including Devin Booker on why he talks so much trash, Ray Allen's epic free throw competitions with LeBron in Miami, and the moment Tyrese Halliburton knew Pascal Siakam would be a good fit in Indy. In addition to player interviews, every Monday, JJ breaks down the top three things happening around the NBA with unmatched analysis, not outlandish takes, and is often joined by masterminds of the game like Tim Legler to dive deep on rookie reports, trade breakdowns, and why is mean mugging now a tech? You won't find another outlet that covers the game as comprehensively and with such insight as JJ does it on The Old Man and the Three. Make this your companion podcast during the playoffs. Listen to The Old Man and the Three ad-free on Wondery Plus or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Yes. I don't know. It's kind of an open-ended question. Open-ended thing on Rozier's playmaking. There wasn't really a question. It was just like, this is what I think of Rozier's playmaking. Tiff, what do you think of Terry?
I like it. I think it's not great. Like, it, you know, I think it's decent. I think it's decent enough. This team is pretty much playmaking by committee, which is fine. As long as you're moving the ball, it works. But now once you become stagnant, as we did in the third quarter, then nothing works. What I like about him is that he's not as reckless with the ball as I thought he was.
Mm-hmm.
So that, to me, is that's one of the biggest things. He's doing a better job in the crunch time containing the ball. Like, he's not turning the ball over. He's not, you know, he's not taking stupid shots. He's at, you know, I prayed in the chat. I don't want Caleb having that ball with 3 minutes or less. There's no reason Caleb should be dribbling.
Like, Caleb was off today.
His pump fakes were crazy.
I don't mean that. I don't mean that affectionately.
You know, so it's surprising because I think for me, because he was playing with the Hornets and LaMelo was so in and out the lineup that basically it was just like Terry do or die. Mm-hmm. So he was taking whatever shots he wanted. He was getting up and down the court. He was going 1-on-3. So his ability to be able to like come from a situation like that and to come into this situation and be able to kind of meld his game around everybody else that's on the floor, like I really appreciate that. Coming from him as a player.
I do too. And I think that like without Kyle, they needed to kind of replace. I didn't think they'd replace that element of his game, which I think is kind of important as a connector. I still don't view him as a connector, but I do view him as kind of, Lou, like kind of the head of the snake out of the pick and roll, which is good. Cause Jimmy and Bam just don't run a good pick and roll. And I think that they're going to need kind of some innings eating plays, you know, in the playoffs.
Yeah. I like the point that you said, like, you know, one thing Kyle did do was he was a connector and Terry isn't that, but that's a perfect transition to, you know, who is a connector? Nikola Jovic. A masterful fucking connector. I don't give a damn. We were talking about Terry and he got his chance, but six assists. Like, no, seriously, like just the amount of just secondary reads. Bam didn't touch the ball at all in the first quarter. Bam's like first two baskets were off of entry passes from Jovic. He just knows where to find people. Like it felt like the first two or three Terry scores were off of his like extras. I don't know, man. Like Tiff said, running point guard by committee, we need a lot of people to play make. And it's been, I would say it's been I want to say a surprise, but I think we've looked better than we probably give it credit for in terms of like the limiting turnovers. Terry's done a good job at that. Like typically we have one today. They had 17 today. They didn't really do a good job of that, but it's a lot.
Jimmy had a good amount. I think Jimmy had three.
It's a lot of Jaime today looked
not,
I don't know. Yeah. Not good.
He didn't like rookie moment. He's still a rookie. Like,
but it's a lot of little things that they're ironing out. And I don't know. I don't know if they're going to get any healthier than this. This feels like the peak healthy, honestly. And
no, I agree, Lou. I think you're right.
Wasn't Tyler probable today?
Yeah,
with Tyler being probable, if Tyler comes back, you know, two people are just waiting to get hurt or a day off at this point, realistically.
Yeah.
But they don't got no more PTO days. They use them all up. You got to go out there. You got to play. We need him down the stretch. Have you seen the schedule?
It's April, bro. It's April,
the
man.
The next eight games.
You tweeted it.
Yeah. Sixers, Rockets, Pacers, Hawks, Mavs.
Important.
You
got to
get it
games.
In right now.
One of those teams is not like the other.
Right.
I'm saying we got to. One of them teams has Kyle Lowry on him.
I was more making fun of the Hawks, but yeah.
I know.
I want
the Hawks been really good since
the Hawks beat Boston twice.
And they came back from 30
without Trae Young, right?
Trae Young is out.
Since Trae Young's been hurt, DeJounte and company over there, DeAndre Hunter.
Thanks, man. Jesus.
I did want to bring up something.
This better be good.
That when Tiff was talking about Jimmy. Jimmy is still shooting 12 shots. Like today he shot 12 shots and people are saying he's coasting. He went 5-for-12. That's a game where Jimmy typically has 25 to 26 points. He's just a game if he's coasting is like if he shot like seven shots and he just didn't, like he looked like he didn't care. But today he was driving, he was trying to get his buckets. They just he didn't look explosive. He was just he didn't look good today. So I just think it's age, injury. Like he's gotten so many injuries throughout his career. He's just like, yes, he can go ballistic for a game or two, but I don't think he can go ballistic for a whole playoffs again. And that's where Terry comes in, Bam comes in, D-Rob comes in, hero Highsmith. Highsmith comes in with defense. Jimmy is not the same Jimmy. Yes, he's going to give you 40 in one fucking playoff game probably this year, but he's not going to give you a 37-point series like he did with the Bucks again. I don't think that's going to happen. And that's just because of age and injury.
Yeah, and that's kind of been my concern with him all year. It's like, you know, can, you know, he'll turn it up, and I think turning it up will probably be 85% of what he was last postseason, which is still good, but I think that they're just not kind of built for that level of, you know, they have too many holes, and he kind of fixes it all up. But I will say this, and I think that tonight you get a huge performance out of Rozier. Yep. You get, you know, you don't really get much out of, you don't get anything really out of Duncan. You don't get too much on offense out of Bam. Bam had a nice kind of late game surge, 15-9, 6-for-9 shooting, you know, less than 10 field goal attempts, only 4 free throws. Duncan, you know, hasn't really looked great since he came back from injury, kind of working his way back. Caleb was just an adventure today. And Kevin Love's kind of on his way back. So, you know, Highsmith kind of stepped up, played that role, and Rozier had a big game. But, you know, Jimmy had a good, not great game. I think that kind of like what Lou said, kind of controlling the pace and all that. And, you know, can he and Rozier flip those that production? And is that enough? Can Rozier consistently give you, you know, 20-7 a night, and Jimmy kind of be, okay, I'm going to be 25-35 a night guy? And that's kind of the questions that we're going to need answered in the playoffs, and amongst other things like Tyler's health and Duncan's stuff. Let's talk about Highsmith. Tiff, we'll go to you first because that's your guy. Eric Reed with the call. Lock him up.
Listen, I don't even know. I feel like y'all should be tired of me talking about him.
No. Talk your shit, Tiff. Because I'm never tired.
You were right. You let the heavens hear.
I've been saying it since we got him into the G that there was something in there. And if he can get coached, if he can get put in the right position, he can grow. Now, did I know exactly what the extent of the growth was going to be? No. Did I know he was going to become Hollywood Haywood? No. I didn't know these things. But let me tell you something. It's defense first. When he gets in there and he starts digging in on defense, the offense is there because he's confident. Like, that's the one thing I always say about him. When he gets in and he gets scored on a couple of times, you can see it. The head goes down. He starts kind of dragging down the court. He starts looking for a call. Because, first of all, you're never getting a call. Like, Haywood ain't getting no calls. But I can see the difference. There's something about him where the confidence now has kicked in. And he believes he can make that open shot. And that's,
bro,
and that's
that one
the thing
he took in the fourth?
You see what I said in the chat? What did I say? Oh, don't tell me he hitting clutch shots now. Like, that because remember, that shot, that was the tie game, and the Knicks had all the momentum.
Mm-hmm. And he hit that.
Yes, I am trading hero for Strews. But anyway, so.
It was like, in a heartbeat.
In a heartbeat. I'm not saying it, but that Bleacher Report ding gonna hit real strong when it say Donovan Mitchell and Max Strus traded to. I'm just playing. No, I'm not. Yeah, I'm sorry. I love this guy because this guy is somebody who just worked and worked and worked, and he's built himself into a dependable, serviceable rotation player. I have questions as to where he's going to fit into what happens if Tyler does come back, because the rotation is going to be flipped again. Mm-hmm. So I just have questions to where if the coaching staff values what he gives enough to keep him out there, especially when they know they need like the defense from him.
I have a name of a guy that might be looking at the out, and chat literally just said it. You know, Jaime Jaquez Jr. Has not, you know, given the production that that Haywood Highsmith has. And I think that tonight's another game where you kind of wonder, it's like, okay, well, you know, he's hit a bit of a wall. I think there's a scouting report out on him. I think right. that kind of his little pump fake and go, it's not really working. And he hasn't really adjusted to that adjustment. And we're going to have to see. And it's going to take it. Listen, right. it takes guys a bit. You know, this is not to do that. But for sure, when they have series to win, you know, Highsmith might be a guy that they might trust a little bit more than him in the playoffs, because it just seems like Jovic is going to stay the starter until it's bad.
Right. Until it's bad.
And I could see Jovic going from starter to no minutes pretty easily, you know, given kind of Spo's history. But I think Highsmith is a guy that against Boston should probably play against
for
New
sure.
York.
For sure. Yeah, against for sure. Boston. Yeah.
Against the Knicks, I think against Cleveland, I think you're going to want him on Mitchell. I just think that he's just going to make sense if he can keep hitting the three.
Yeah. You know what it is? Realistically, he's been their best bench player for about 2 weeks now, a little bit over a week now. Say
part of that has been everybody's been hurt, and part of that has been he's been good.
Absolutely. Part of that has been, but the benches remain the same for most of this period. It's basically been Caleb, Jaime, guys who were carrying it on earlier in the season, but now it's Highsmith. And to Tiff's point, you know, when he looks comfortable, he looks confident.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on in the locker room this year. Duncan getting the confidence he got to, you know, do all the things he was doing during the season, and now Highsmith getting this confidence. Whoever's feeding him this stuff, man, please stay around, because that's literally what Highsmith needed. Ever since I first saw him play in the fucking summer league, I was like, there's no way this guy doesn't make it. Like, there's no way he's not a valuable rotation player somewhere down the line. And here we are 2 years later, after last year in the playoffs, he, you know, game 7 against Boston, he only played like 9 minutes. It felt like they didn't score in the 9 minutes he played. Like, he's just that caliber of a defender when he's locked in, which is good. As soon as the shot starts hitting like it's been hitting, all of a sudden he goes from just a rotation player to you must play him. And I don't think it should be out of the question whether or not he's a playoff rotation player. He should definitely play in the playoffs, whether it's Jaime, whether it's less Caleb, whether it's a little less Jovic. You figure that out, but he has to play.
I think Caleb's calling pretty locked in for a rotation spot just because.
But I'm talking about, you know.
Maybe no, like, I don't disagree with you.
Maybe like 3 minutes less, and then you take Highsmith 12.
We'll be all right if we got 3 minutes less of Caleb.
Listen,
it won't hurt me.
It was so funny because Tiff and I were just kind of talking. We were texting about Caleb, bit of a rough night. Jack Alfonso just texted me, I'm sick of Caleb. Alf in my group chat with Rohan and Ryan Cortez just motherfucks Caleb every day of the week.
Those pump fakes were crazy today, bro.
Bro, he was a D-Wade gift. You know the...
Yes.
Bro, I say this about pump fakes all the time. When you do more than three and you're looking like me on a basketball court, it's fucking done, bro. It's fucking done. And he wasn't even like... I don't know what the end game was.
He didn't know what it was. He kept pumping. Right, he was hoping. Right. He's like, I'm going to get you.
That shit was improv, bro. He had no idea.
That shit was a prayer. No, Bob was right. It was improv. It was just like, you know, when I play like a fighting game or when I play Smash, sometimes I just do a move hoping somebody runs into it. There's no plan behind it. There's no intention. There's no strategy. I was like, well, down smash and pray. And you know, Caleb was really just hoping somebody whacked the shit out of him.
Bro, but like, it was like 5 of them in a row, bro. I just knew it was over for him, bro. He was not going anywhere with that shit.
Carly, honestly, with the Macarena pump. Chat saying we beat a good team today and we still fought, you know, we played mid and we found ways to win.
That's what you got to do. Listen, they just got to find ways to win this stretch. You just got to figure out by 1 or by 20. No one cares. You just got to win.
Any chat, means necessary.
Deb Bush in chat says, nobody excited when games started seeing Jimmy from the jump guarding. I thought that was good. I was like, yeah, that's what you want. You want your best player to be
and
active.
He did a heck of a job on Brunson.
Then he did. And then Brunson really early went to Duncan in the pick and roll, wanted that switch and got it. And then they started doubling Brunson, which I thought was a good kind of early adjustment by Spo. And then, you know, then they had to kind of reconfigure their defense for DiVincenzo. But, you know, that was kind of – that's kind of what's going to happen when you have a guy like that who can target Duncan. What are you going to say?
I think also we got to, like, take a look at Duncan these next couple of games. He's moving real slow.
He don't look good. He don't look healthy.
He's laboring. And – And then I don't know what Philly's doing tonight, but
I don't know if they won.
They won. Oh, you need Duncan for this matchup.
I agree to 100%.
So I'm gonna be if you don't get a good to great game out of Duncan, you're in trouble, just because of those matchups. Like you don't have that one pure floor spacer. Like, you just don't have it.
You don't.
So, with
Haywood Highsmith.
I see what you did there. Motherfucker.
We're so back. Or Bam.
But I'm not going to lie. You need Duncan.
No, they need D-Rug.
They need Dunk. And, like, you want them, you know, I think getting out of the play-in has become, last year, it was just like, you just don't want to be in that. I think this year, bro, I just don't want to fuck around in a one game sample against Embiid.
No, I don't either.
And Kyle. And Kyle.
I don't either.
You
don't
shouldn't.
Don't say Kyle.
Don't say Kyle. Absolutely. Not fucking Kyle. Maxi, yes. Kyle, I'm good.
Maxi was kind of disappeared today.
He was hurt.
He didn't play.
Yeah, he didn't play. Oh. But yeah, he was definitely not there today.
He actually did disappear. You are right.
100%. No, you don't want to. I don't think you want to face Boston or Milwaukee in round one unless, like, you know, you ideally want to face Cleveland. Why? So they can hold on to the hope they've been feeding us for years. Like, you beat Cleveland and then you get Milwaukee round two, and then, you know, they're like, well, we made it to the second round.
Shit.
Yeah. Oof. You just,
we don't like our team.
We like our team.
You're not like, you got to look at it from the grounding point of view. You're not healthy enough to be in the play-in. Like, you're just not. You cannot afford extra games.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, you couldn't throw the ball in the ocean when you went to the playoffs, but you were healthy. There's the difference. Max Strus ain't walking through that door. Max Strus ain't walking through that door with a 30-point game. So I mean, I'm gonna tell y'all something. And G, you could go out on this or not, but he might be walking through that door with a 30-point game.
So on the other side.
Revenge.
Lou's face. Did you see Lou's face? Because Lou know it's possible.
With that. Just listen. Great win. I could have. Jimmy's ankles can't afford it. Jimmy's ankle. Duncan's Jimmy, back. Bam's right. Tendonitis ass knee.
Caleb body.
Just Kevin Love in general.
Kevin Love in general.
Kevin Love has general soreness.
Just general.
Old age.
He's a general soreness the whole season kind of guy.
General soreness master. Eric Spoelstra, blood pressure. This is so many people to consider.
Pat Riley, he might not wake up.
Like. Oh my God. Who is Tony Golf saying Kevin Love has shingles?
I don't know what the Heat did this year to deserve all these injuries, but it needs to be studied.
It's every year, Lou. It's not just this year, bro.
It's been like
every
this since Jimmy's been
it's,
here, bro.
It's worse this year, though. There's
every year of the Jimmy
so much
build,
worse.
Except the first year.
No, it hit us in the playoffs, bro. What do you mean?
That's every true.
It
true.
It hit us when it mattered.
Yep.
It hit us in the finals.
Because they downloaded that Temu app. This is what happened to their ass.
They got caught lagging out there. Jesus.
A fake ass app.
They got the Temu app.
They buy it. They're filling out the roster.
Tebow players.
Yo, but chill. Thomas Bryant been hooping.
Buy that bitch on Amazon, Riley.
Tebow got free. Tebow got free 2 weeks.
He's on. He was on Tebow first. Now Pat Riley's on the TikTok shop, trying to find a backup fucking point guard the whole season.
TikTok shop, bro.
This is incredible.
Crazy. Yo, well, hey, Thomas Bryant didn't play today.
Mickey's so cheap, he don't want to pay for Prime. This is despicable, man.
Lou, he went back to MySpace and said, I bet I can find somebody on here.
The motherfucker went on the marketplace. He said, not Facebook.
Not even Facebook Marketplace, bro. He went to Tmoo, bro.
Yo, that Tmoo hit hard.
Well, guys, we are back. To regular scheduled programming, we'll be with you on Thursday against the Philadelphia 76ers and Heat. That's a really big fixture. Again, huge game. If you win that game, I think you know you kind of seal yourself as getting out of the plane. If you lose that game, now you're super behind the eight ball. So we will be here wall to wall coverage for you on Thursday, and then we'll also be with you Sunday for Miami Heat. Indiana Pacers. I will either be the happiest man in the world because Liverpool beat Manchester United that day, or I will be miserable. So much is on the line.
We're winning.
So much is on the line. First top of the table. We need 3 points. Tiff.
Yes.
Pablo, Lou, thank you for joining me, my beautiful friend. Chat, we'll see you Thursday. Heat win.